This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The Trump administration ordered that the congestion pricing cameras be turned off tomorrow, but the city has no plans to do that, and lawmakers are rallying in Lower Manhattan today to make sure we keep the tolls.
So with this so-called deadline tomorrow, there's no way Washington could simply hit a switch and turn off the tolling cameras. So all of this does appear headed to court. Now at this rally supporting congestion pricing, Congressman Jerry Nadler with this message for the Trump administration.
So to Trump, Duffy, and anyone else trying to derail congestion pricing, get out of the way. Congestion pricing will continue.
A little more than 3 weeks ago, this letter to the MTA from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy insisting the tolling would end on March 21st. But again, with that tomorrow, that appears unlikely. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Mayor Adams announcing some news during Mental Health Week, and it concerns keeping the subway safe while helping the city's homeless population.
PATH teams have had over 11,000 engagements and delivers services to over 3,000 times to New Yorkers in need. These services include shelter placement, medical care, food, clothes, and yes, sometimes transfers to the hospital.
These PATH teams work alongside the city's transit police conducting outreach overnight at subway stations across Manhattan. Police need your help finding the man accused of assaulting a little boy inside an Astoria subway station. It happened back on February 23rd, around 12:40 in the afternoon. The crime, cops say the 7-year-old and his mom were waiting on the northbound F train platform at the 21st Street Queensbridge station when a man pushed a child to the ground and then again in the face. The suspect then reportedly flashed a knife before running off. Thankfully, the little boy wasn't seriously hurt, but anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Long Island community is reeling after a retired police detective, who was also a volunteer fire chief, was murdered. And his own son is now facing a judge today.
Authorities say Chris Miller shot his father to death and then ran down the street and hid in a shed. His father, John Jack Miller, was a retired Suffolk County police detective and Wyandanche fire chief. This neighbor for many decades had to drive around the police cars on the dead-end street.
I know he was retired from the fire chief. I mean, he was always in the fire chief car.
43-year-old Chris Miller will be arraigned on a second-degree murder charge. Detectives say he moved in with his father because Chris was getting a divorce.
Well, it's just a shock. The quiet little street right near the school.
John Jack Miller was 75 years old. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Dix Hills, Long Island.
A man pretending to be a mourner violently robbed a funeral home director in Harlem. It happened last month. Police say the suspect demanded money, punched the 66-year-old in the face while he was brandishing a machete. He also made off with the victim's phone and wallet. Thankfully, the funeral home director wasn't seriously hurt. Police have released some surveillance video of the suspect. They're hoping someone will recognize him. And again, if you do, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. St. John's fans are brimming with excitement as the Red Storm head to their NCAA tournament opener. And one bar in Queens, Stout NYC, actually the official bar of the St. John's University Athletics, is celebrating and even selling a special Red Storm beer. Martin Whelan is the owner of Stout NYC and a St. John's alum.
We'll be hanging the flags outside and having the watch parties as long as they keep going. Yeah, just come up, you know, wear your red, and be ready to sing along. We are St. John's Central.
And the special beer, it's Storm Pilsner, brewed by Long Island's Jones Beach Brewing Company. It's served up in a one-pint can with a red label that reads, The Storm.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.